You can follow the transition of pronunciation.
Oh.
So anyways, our pastor in Kiev. And he said he was talking to him. And
so anyways, our pastor in Kiev.
Pastor Gary's saying he's trying to get some information about what it's like there
and
what the fighting's like.
Said,
and he's not even talking
to him.
And
he's just having
Pastor Gary's saying he's trying to get some information about what
is there anything else you can tell me
what the fighting's like.
And he's not even talking about it.
He's just having fellowship with the Lord.
So
that's
Pastor
the attitude.
Gary said,
is there anything else you can tell me?
They're continuing.
He said, it's my wife's birthday.
Yeah. So keep in your prayer.
And she was there and they're smiling.
Open
so
with me to
that's the attitude of the
First Samuel.
They're continuing.
1 Samuel chapter 16.
Open with me to
First Samuel.
To me, recently this has been like the most
fascinating chapter.
Chapter 16.
And there's so much to it.
I'll be honest.
But just
to me, recently this has been like the most fascinating chapter.
Look at one sentence here.
And there's so much to it in this book.
But just
we're going to take one verse. And
here, at this point in the story,
look at one
Samuel
sentence
we have.
That Samuel
in this book.
I just need that water.
The story of
Samuel is the last
point
judge
in the story of 1 Samuel
of the nation
we have
of Israel.
You have
in the book
Samuel,
of Judges 12 judges.
I just need that water.
And then
Samuel is the last judge,
the 13th judge
of the nation of Israel.
You have in the book of
he
Judges
is
12
really
leading
judges
Israel
and then
into
Samuel
this time
is the last
where they would
judge
have
a, the 13th
a
judge.
And remember, Israel
and he
said,
is
hey,
really leading
hey,
Israel.
We want a guy like they have.
Into this time
big,
where
strong,
they would have
obvious
a
leader.
King.
We want a king. And we're not, we've
and
had
remember,
enough of
Israel
Samuel
said, hey,
a,
hey we
guess
want a guy like
but
they
we
have.
We want a king like the others have.
Big, strong, obvious leader. We
so
want a king.
The story
we're
goes
not, we've
on,
had enough
and there
of you, Samuel.
Saul becomes the
I
king,
guess,
right?
Head
and shoulders
like
above the
other
rest
have
from the tribe of Benjamin. They are warriors.
So the story
goes on, and there is Saul.
Saul becomes
and,
the king, right?
Head and shoulders above
and
the
how
rest
does it go
from the
with
tribe
Saul
of Benjamin. They are warriors.
That's so
they
good
are valiant.
They, you know, they don't lose
and,
really anything, but as a spiritual
and
leader,
how does it go with Saul?
He's not there.
Saul,
not
he's
so
not
good
a good, not a
they,
good.
You know, they don't lose
Israel,
really
sense
anything.
He
but
is a warrior.
A spiritual
he's timid,
leader,
actually, a little bit.
He's not
interesting.
There.
That from
Saul,
the beginning you
good,
see Saul is a little
not
timid
a good leader of Israel.
And then
in
battle
sense,
he
is
a warrior.
Timid.
He's
timid,
a little
actually
insecure
a little bit. It's interesting.
And
from
even
the beginning
when he's
you
chasing
see Saul
David
is a little timid
throughout the rest of the book.
And then
you
in
see
battle
that he
he's
is always
timid. He's
a little insecure
requiring people to do things for
and
him.
Even when he's chasing like David
an interesting
throughout
study
the rest of the
Saul
book,
and David.
You see that he
Saul
is always
requiring the greatest
requiring people to
while
do
David
things for him.
The
ragtag
study
gang
follows
Saul
David,
and David
turns into the greatest.
Saul is always requiring the greatest.
While
but
David,
Saul, it doesn't go well with Saul.
The ragtag gang follows
two
David and turns into the
sins
greatest.
Right.
And because of those sins, the kingdom
Saul,
is removed
doesn't go
from
well
his household.
He,
and Samuel
he
is
has
mourning
two
over this fact.
Distinct sins.
Imagine Samuel says,
and
okay, I am no longer
sins,
leading
the
nation. You have
his household.
It's all yours.
And Samuel is mourning
and
over
he would,
this fact.
I would think he
imagine
would
Samuel
expect
says, okay,
his,
I am no longer leading the nation. You have
lead
your king.
It's all
but
yours.
But instead, he is.
And he would.
The disappointing
I would
news
think
that Saul's
he would expect
kingdom
his,
is over
out of his lifetime that Saul would lead.
So here, that's
but
where
instead,
we are in chapter 16.
He is,
that Samuel
he gets the disappointing
is
mourning
news that Saul's
in a sense,
kingdom is over.
End of Saul's kingdom.
So here, that's where we are.
But God speaks
16,
to him and
Samuel
says,
is mourning.
How long, verse 1,
sense,
how long will you mourn for Saul's
kingdom?
How long are you going
to
sit God on the couch
to him
in your sweatpants
and complain
verse 1,
about
how
what
how long will you mourn for Saul?
Like, get up.
How long are you going to sit on the couch
and says,
I have rejected him
and
but complain
instead,
about
you were
going to
fill your horn with oil?
Pastor
like,
Doug
get
preached
up
a great message on that.
And he gives him
fill your horn with oil.
I have rejected him.
I am
but
sending
instead,
you,
you were
and
fill
I have
your
provided
horn with
myself
oil
a king.
Pastor Doug preached a great
that
message
God is
on
saying,
that.
Listen,
you're
Samuel,
fill your horn
I,
with oil,
you
you're going to
go,
and I am,
going
to do something,
you,
and I need you
and
to
I
get
have
going
provided
with me.
Myself a king.
So
that God
what,
is saying, listen,
what
Samuel,
is
going to
happen is
I,
that
Samuel is
going to
go anoint
and
a new king.
I am going to do something, and I need you to get going with me.
While there is still a king on the throne.
So what
isn't that the setup for a great drama?
What is going to happen is that Samuel is going to go anoint a new king.
And
while
Samuel could look at God and say, what are you trying
throne
to do to me? Are you trying to
isn't
get me
that
killed?
The setup for a great drama?
Saul is still there.
Yeah,
Saul
it
is very jealous.
And Samuel could look
Saul
at God and say,
very
what are you
insecure
trying to do to me?
You're trying to get me killed.
If he knows that I am anointing
Saul
someone else.
Saul is still there. Saul is very jealous. Saul is very
God
insecure.
Gives him an answer. Verse 2.
Saul will kill me if he knows that I am anointing someone else.
Interesting. He doesn't say that he would lie. He doesn't
God
tell him
gives
to lie,
him an answer.
But he just says,
verse 2,
you're going to do two things.
It's interesting.
You're
he doesn't
make sacrifice,
say that he would lie.
And you're also going to anoint the
he
king.
He doesn't tell him
but
to lie.
But just tell him about
he just
the
says,
sacrifice part.
You're going to do right. two things.
Basically.
You're going to make sacrifice.
Take a heifer with
and
you
and say,
I have come to sacrifice
the
to the Lord.
But just tell him about the sacrifice part.
Right.
Then invite
basically.
Jesse to the sacrifice,
take,
and I will
show
you what you shall
you
do.
And say, I
and
have
will
come
show,
to sacrifice
anoint
to the
for
Lord,
me,
the one I name you.
Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will
so,
show you what you shall
interesting
do. And you
that
will show
Samuel
shall
is in this position
me,
in Israel,
the one I name you.
There's a reaction to his coming.
So interesting
that as the
that
prophet
Samuel
or
is
in his
the
position in Israel,
leader as the judge.
There's a reaction.
It seems
to his
like
coming.
He has a bad
that
presence
as the prophet
when he
or
comes
or
places.
Because
when he
leader,
shows up in
as the judge
where Jesse is, people are terrified.
It seems like he has a bad presence when he
of
comes
his
places.
Message.
Because when he shows
and
up,
that,
in
I don't know what
that,
that's
Jesse
interesting.
Is, people are terrified.
Because you see it earlier with Saul, where he wouldn't
afraid,
freely go
of
into
his
Samuel's place. He had to
and
be
that,
called
I don't
there.
Know what that, that's interesting.
So Samuel, because
you see it earlier with Saul. Where he wouldn't
and,
freely go.
If you
into
don't know
Samuel's
why
place,
he's there,
you
he
had to
be
worried,
called there.
Basically,
so Samuel commands a lot
you.
Of authority.
So
and,
Samuel did what the Lord said.
If you don't know why he's there,
he went
you
to
might
Bethlehem,
be worried,
and the elders
basically.
Of the town trembled at
it could
his
be
coming.
That is not good for you.
And
so
said, "Do you come
Samuel
peaceably?"
Samuel did what the Lord said in verse 4, and he
I
went to Bethlehem,
so.
And the elders of the
I
town
so.
Trembled at his coming.
Otherwise, this might not be good.
And said, "Do you come peaceably?"
Why? Let's see. There's an example.
So.
I hope
so.
I hope it's peaceably.
That Samuel,
otherwise, this might not be good.
When Saul was supposed to kill
see,
the king
an
of
example
Agag,
or of this,
yes. or King Agag,
that Samuel
and all of the sheep.
When Saul and his military
were supposed to
kill the king
to wipe
of Agag,
out the whole town,
or the livestock,
or
the people,
king Agag,
everything, and all of the sheep.
But what did they do
with Saul and his military? They were supposed to wipe
they kept
out
the good
whole
sheep,
town, the livestock,
and
the
Saul
people,
kept
everything
the king alive.
So Samuel
what
comes
did they do instead?
Into the town, and it's
they
festive.
Kept the good
maybe,
sheep.
Maybe, you know, this is me speculating.
And Saul kept
it's
the
like
king
festive.
Alive.
They just had a great victory.
So Samuel
military
comes
victory
into
their herds
the town,
just increased with the
maybe,
good sheep.
Maybe, you
they
know,
kept the good
speculate.
Ones. They got rid of the
it's
bad
like
ones.
Festive,
it was good,
they just
know?
Had a great military victory.
And then there they have
their
king,
herds
king
just
Agag
increased with the good sheep.
Captured.
They kept the good ones. They got rid of the bad ones.
Samuel comes in, and Saul is there saying,
what do you think?
And then there they have the king.
What do you think? I've done good, huh?
On display, captured.
And Samuel says, what is the
and Samuel
sound
comes
of the
in
sheep
and Saul
that
is there
hear.
Saying, what do you think?
Why do
huh?
I hear sheep?
What do you think? I done
and
good,
and Saul
huh?
says, well, because there's sheep.
And Samuel says,
that's
what is the
sheep?
Sound of the sheep that I hear?
Samuel could say, am
why
I
do
supposed
I hear sheep?
To hear sheep?
And Saul
and
says,
Saul
well,
nervous.
Because there's sheep.
And
that's
then
why
who
you
is
hear
that?
Sheep? Samuel
oh,
could say, am I supposed to hear sheep? Why is he alive?
And then Saul gets nervous.
So it's
and then
in
who
the
is
Bible,
that?
It says that Samuel
oh,
himself took out his sword.
Why is
and
he alive?
And he divided him up.
Yeah. Politely
so
said.
It's in the Bible, it
and
says
he dealt
that
with
Samuel,
all the sheep. Samuel
himself
did it.
Took out his sword.
Samuel doesn't play
and
around.
He divided him up.
It's righteousness.
Politely
it's
said.
Obedience. Obedience
and
is
he
better
dealt
than
with
sacrifice.
All the sheep.
Samuel did it.
Right.
Samuel doesn't
so
play
obedience.
Around.
It's righteousness. It's
so
obedience.
Now Samuel
obedience
is coming to Bethlehem,
and maybe
sacrifice.
That story is in their mind.
Right?
So obedience.
Right?
so when now
sheep
Samuel
do we
is coming to Bethlehem, and maybe that
did
story
we do everything
is in
right?
their mind.
Are we okay?
Uh-oh.
It's like right? Dad's coming home, and we got to make sure everything's straight.
Whose right? sheep do we have?
Make sure everything's good.
Did we do everything right?
Oh,
are we okay?
Idea. Anyway.
It's like Dad's
Samuel
coming home,
comes
we got to make
anyway,
sure everything's
this is
straight.
Right here.
Chapter make sure everything's
five.
Good.
And he said, peaceably I have come.
Idea. Anyway.
Peaceably
I have come
to sacrifice
anyway, this is the
message
to the Lord.
Right here.
Chapter
sanctify yourselves.
And he said, peaceably
come with me
I have come
to sacrifice.
Peaceably I have come
Jesse
to sacrifice
and
to the
and
Lord.
Invited them to the sacrifice.
Sanctify yourselves and come with me
but this
to
idea,
sacrifice.
Okay, there, we just set
then
up the story of Samuel,
Jesse and his sons
and now we're
going
to
invite
them
but,
to the sacrifice.
This idea that you can come, you are
this
invited
idea, okay,
to come
we just set up the story of Samuel
with me.
And now we're going
to
leave it. But this
now
idea
these
that
people
you,
had a decision,
you can come,
right?
You are invited They could
to come
eat
to the sacrifice with
go
me.
Go with him, or they could be not.
Now, these people had a decision, right?
If you don't go with Samuel, you have a story, don't you?
Go with him.
You have a story that Samuel showed up to make sacrifice.
But
if
you
don't go with
else.
Samuel, you have a story,
and
don't you
don't know that you don't know.
You have a story that Samuel showed up to make sacrifice.
Like you were invited
but
to
you don't
join
know what else.
In some worship,
and you don't know that you
and
don't know.
If you go with him,
okay.
Right? If you don't go,
like you were invited to
you
join
don't know what
in
happens.
Some worship,
and you don't know
and
what
and
story
if you
you're
go
missing.
With him,
okay. If you don't
but
go,
if you do go,
you
see
don't
quite
know
the
what
story,
happens.
Don't you?
And you don't
you
know what story you were missing.
The presence of God, and you experience
if you do
an
go,
anointing.
And you
see
experience
quite the story, don't
you? That God is choosing
you
someone.
You experience the presence of God, and you
to
experience
go in the place of Saul.
An anointing.
And then
you
if you have seen
that God is choosing someone,
then you would follow in the history and
to
understand
go in the place
what
is
happening. When David
and
is
then
running
if you
from
have
Saul,
seen that. When David is respected,
then
Saul's
you would follow
anointing.
In the history
and when
understand
David is finally
what
exalted
happening.
As king years later,
when David
you will
is
understand
running from Saul,
that
when
there
David
is a bigger
is respecting
story to it.
Saul's anointing,
right.
And when David is finally
because
exalted
when,
as
when
king
Samuel
years
comes,
later, you will understand
David is the least
that there is
of
a bigger
concern.
Story to it.
Maybe, right. Maybe again, just
because
to play
when,
with the story.
When Samuel
maybe
comes,
Jesse said, David,
David
just keep
is the least
away
of concern.
From Samuel, please.
Maybe,
we don't
maybe
want
again,
him
just
up,
to play
right?
with the story.
We all
maybe
remember
Jesse
the last
said,
time
David,
he heard the sheep.
Just keep
let's
the
keep
sheep
him
away
at a distance.
From Samuel, please.
We don't want him chopping
let's,
them up.
And
right?
you just
we
be
all
quiet.
Remember
don't ask
the last
any questions.
Time he heard
we're
the
all
sheep.
Be okay.
Let's keep him at a right? distance.
And then the brothers start to come from
let's come across the stage
let's,
or whatever
and you
it is.
Just be quiet. Don't
and
ask any questions.
Samuel is standing there, and every time.
Everyone.
And then the brothers start to come from, come across the stage or whatever it is.
Seven times.
And Samuel is standing there. And every time,
Samuel says,
is there anyone else?
Nope. 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 Nope.
There's one more. He's way out there on the hills.
No.
He's out there.
Samuel says,
is there anyone
else? I'm not going to sit down until he comes.
There's one more. He's way out there on the hills.
This word, I'm not going to sit down,
is interesting.
Samuel says, I'm not
going to
sit down until
he's sitting down right now.
Multiple times a
this
day,
word,
we sit down.
I'm not going to sit down, is interesting.
But this means
we understand what it
I'm
means.
I'm not going to turn to the table,
sitting down right now,
and have a seat and eat.
Multiple times a day, we sit down.
Like there is a feast prepared.
But this means,
and there
I'm
is
not
going to
turn
all
to the
of
table
this stuff prepared,
and have a seat and eat.
And I'm not going to turn to that.
Like there is a feast prepared.
David walks by in front of me,
and there is all of this stuff prepared
of something
and
that
I'm
we
not
are waiting
turn
for.
To that
something
until
glorious,
David walks
something
by in front of
amazing,
me. That
picture.
We can be a part
of something
but
we are
that
not
we are waiting
turn
for.
Something
and
glorious,
enjoy it
until something amazing.
David is here.
That we can
as David
be a part
comes
of,
across, God
but
says
we are
him,
not
going to
turn
and
anoint
enjoy
him with oil
it until David
and then
is
they
here.
Turn to the table and they say,
as
sits.
David comes across, God says to him, this is the one.
Now,
this is what you miss out
with
on
oil,
if you don't come with Samuel.
And then they turn
to
the
table
sacrifice.
And they sit.
Right.
Now, this is what you miss out
this
on
being
if you don't
the
come
family
with Samuel
of David
to the
and
sacrifice.
The town of David, Bethlehem.
They, like, their history,
and
then
history
that would
being
come,
the,
or
the
family
that would come,
of David
the story
and
that would come,
the town of David, Bethlehem,
would be played out in front of them.
The history that would come, or the future
it matters,
that would come,
the story
where
that would
I
come,
am, would be
the decision
played out
I
in
make,
front of them.
Whether or not I come to worship matters.
It matters.
It will determine
where I am.
How I see things play
the
out.
The decision I make. Whether or
and
not I come to worship,
it will determine what
matters.
Table I'm sitting at and
it
where
will
I'm
determine
meeting.
How I see things
right?
play out.
Samuel
and
gives an invitation.
It will determine what table I'm sitting
you're free
at
to
and
come,
where
you're
I'm
free
meeting.
To go.
Right?
I can't tell you what you're going to miss
Samuel
out on
gives
if
an
you
invitation.
Don't come. And it's simple.
You're free
I also
to come,
can't
you're
tell you what
go.
You're going to experience if you do come.
I can't tell
but
you
it's
what
be
you're
going to
miss out on if you don't
and it's
come.
Going to be in a little yeah. way mysterious.
I also can't tell you
and
what you're going to experience
but it will
if you do
also
come.
Give you a platform
but it's going
to
be
understand things that will happen
and it's
going to
be in a little way mysterious.
And this is what
and it's
I want to say tonight
will
is
also
that
give you a platform to understand things that will happen
in worship
as the corporate body.
And this is
and
this is
our
what I want to
say
tonight
in
discipleship.
Our our participation
will lead
in
me also in
as
this
the
way
corporate
of
body.
Worship. And our participation in discipleship
here on a Wednesday night, on a snowy, sloppy Wednesday night,
will lead me also in this way of worship.
And if you didn't come, you don't know what you missed.
Here
on a Wednesday night, on a snowy, sloppy Wednesday night,
no condemnation.
But what
I'm saying
is, when you make a decision to go with the body of Christ,
no, I'm just kidding. It's
okay. Be with the body.
It's okay, right? It's okay. No condemnation.
But what I'm saying
also
is, when you make a decision to go with the body of Christ
or in conversation,
be with the body,
you are corporate
opening up.
Also, in evangelism,
in a way that you will be able to see things differently.
You are,
and you will be feasting on something
that maybe you,
in a way, you would not
have
be able to see things differently
to worship.
And you will be feasting on something that maybe you, that definitely you would not have.
The other hand is that I also have the freedom
to worship.
Does that make sense? There's no condemnation.
Yeah. Okay,
but there is encouragement.
The other hand
is
that I also
have the freedom.
Like, is there a group
like
of people who did
no
not go to the sacrifice from Bethlehem?
But there is encouragement.
And they're over here, maybe.
Because over here...
And they're looking like, over
is
at
is there
the
a group of people
and
who did not go to the sacrifice
being poured
from
on David's head?
And they're not
here,
hearing the
maybe.
Words of Samuel, and they don't know.
And they're looking over at the
but
table,
then, like, they
and they're wondering
but
what
then life
is
goes
being poured
on
David's
and they see
head.
Things happen. They say, I wonder
and
what that's all about.
And they're not hearing the words of Samuel, and they don't know.
Why is David running?
Why
then,
is David
like,
so
but then life goes on and they see things happen and they say, I wonder what that's all about.
Why is Saul so angry?
Why is David running?
But if you're at
why
this table with Samuel,
so
you have an understanding of the anointing of God.
That this is his life.
And that it is on his life.
Why is
and that
Saul
he is
so
chosen
angry?
By God to lead?
But if you're at this table with Samuel,
so
you have an understanding of the anointing of God.
When I
and that
when
it is
I
on
worship
his life
God,
and that he is chosen by God to lead.
When I join in worship,
so it brings the picture
into
viewpoint.
I have
when
his mind.
When I worship God,
I can hear from him.
When I
and
join
it will help
in
me
worship,
understand
life,
I have his viewpoint.
Things in my life moving
I have
forward.
His mind.
I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect.
I can hear from him.
But
and
I
it will
can
help
say,
me
oh,
understand
Lord, I see your hand in this.
My life.
I understand.
Things in my life moving forward.
I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect.
Three times a week as a church.
But I can say, oh Lord, I right? see your hand in
we
this.
We have our Sunday morning service, which is beautiful. I love it.
We have
we
our
get
Sunday
together
nights, which are
three
growing
times a week as
in
a
the
church.
Ministries that happen with Pastor right? Donald and Pastor
we have
Doug
our Sunday morning service,
amazing.
Which is beautiful.
They're growing.
I love
every
it.
One of them is
we have
growing.
Our Sunday nights, which
and then
are
Wednesday
growing
nights
in the ministries that happen.
At one point, we would have 60 people in here on Wednesday night.
Amazing.
They're
let's
growing.
Go.
Every
let's
one
go.
Of them is
let's
growing.
Let's get there again, huh?
And then Wednesday nights,
and
we're
we
praying.
Have teams,
at one point,
we
would
have
60 people in
our ministry.
On Wednesday
and we were building how
let's
we can
go.
Reach.
Let's go. Let's get there again, huh? Come on.
God has called
and we
us
have
together.
Teams,
in that.
And we are building.
And we
our
experience
ministry,
it together.
We are building
and we don't
how we can
know
reach.
What's going to happen.
Okay, the message will be communicated in a
different way
together.
At different times.
And we don't
right?
know what's going to happen.
Sometimes it's animated, sometimes it's not
okay,
so much.
Okay, the message
and if it's me,
will
it's
be communicated
very small
in a
change
in
there.
A but,
different way,
but
different
we don't
times,
know what
right?
God's word will
sometimes
be.
Sometimes it's animated,
we don't know what
sometimes
song
it's
will
not
be
so
there.
Much,
we don't know what
me,
moment of prayer
small
God will move
change
us
there.
But
we don't know
we don't know
what God's word will be
amongst ourselves.
We don't know
which
song will be there. We don't know what moment of prayer God will move us in something.
We don't know
okay,
that a conversation
right. encouragement
amongst ourselves,
in our
which
communication
is,
with each other.
Which is with the purpose of encouragement.
We have a lot of time for face-to-face
okay, right.
conversation.
Encouragement
in our communication with each other.
We have our three services a week. We have our Bible college class two
times
a week.
We have a lot of time for face-to-face.
We have our outreach every Saturday.
There is don't so we? Much time to come
we
and
have
be together
three services a
and
week.
Have
we
this
have
face-to-face conversation
a week.
And this communication
we have our
with each other
every Saturday.
In this,
there is so much time to come
worship.
And be together and have this face-to-face
so,
conversation.
But then also
and this
we have our text messages. We have
in this,
our private messaging,
in this
whatever,
way
however
of worship.
We use it.
But use it wisely.
So
use
but
it
then
to
also
encourage
we have
each
our
other.
Text messages. We have. Our private messaging, whatever, however we use it.
There is so
but
many.
Use it
there are so many options. If you're not going
to
say
it face
to face,
don't
other.
Say it with a keyboard.
That's like a good.
There
lesson.
Is so many. There are so
and
many
if you
options.
Type
if you're not
in there
and
say
you say
face to face, don't
just
say
delete it
with a keyboard.
Because right? it's not an encouraging.
That's like a good
thing.
Lesson. And we don't.
And
need
if
it.
You type something right? in there and you say, "Ooh,
there's enough
out there," we are faced with.
Because
there's enough things that we're
thing.
Like teeth into the wind.
And we don't need it.
When we come
right?
into the body of Christ,
there's
no
enough
room
out
for
there
it.
We are faced with.
Right?
We encourage each other.
There's enough things that we're like teeth into the wind.
When we come into the body of Christ, there's no room
for it. In discipleship, when you have invested in a person,
we build each other. We love each other.
You have freedom there.
So be encouraging in the body of Christ.
For correction.
But be in this way of discipleship.
It's not your place.
Come and see.
So
I love
you.
I love Samuel.
In the body
says, come to me. Come with me to sacrifice.
But also,
way of discipleship?
We're going to make sacrifice. We're going to worship
come
God.
Come and see. I love it. I love Samuel.
Like we
says,
get this
come
sometimes.
To me.
And I understand
come with
it.
Me
I understand.
To sacrifice.
But what is it
going
to be?
What are we
going to
do
event?
There?
We're going on outreach.
What
is it going to be?
We're going to worship
God.
Take?
Who else is going to be there?
Like we get this sometimes.
And I understand it.
Come
and see.
What is it going to be? What's the event?
We're going on outreach.
What is it going to be?
How long is it going to take?
Come with me.
Who else is going to be there?
And we'll go.
It's evangelism.
And this is something, okay,
come
this happens
see.
Corporately,
right?
Where I am saying
come
this to the
with
body
me to
of
sacrifice.
Christ.
Come.
Let's go.
Come with me.
Come with us.
And we'll go.
Let's go. Come into
and
worship.
This is something,
come into
okay,
the house
this happens
of God.
Corporately,
let's
where
go out
I am saying
this to the
together.
Body of Christ.
Let's
come.
Serve together.
Let's do it.
Come with
because
us.
Because I am
let's
excited
go. Come into
about
worship.
What God will do.
Come into the house of
together.
God. Let's go out into the streets together. Let's serve together. Let's do it.
Because
you're looking for
I am excited about what God will do when we move together.
If you're looking for a real thrill,
I have no
go door
idea.
Knocking.
I don't know.
You're knocking a door. There's
if
no
you're looking
telling
for
what's going to come through. Come
go on evangelism.
Across the other side.
If you're looking for a real thrill, go
and
door knocking.
We've met the spectrum of options.
You're knocking a door. There's no telling what's going to come
the
through.
Joy
come across the other side.
The amazing thing
there
that somebody said, I've just
and
been reading the Bible
the
and I've been wondering what on earth it means. And
we've
I've been asking God to send somebody.
The
amazing thing that somebody said,
coming.
I've just been reading the Bible and I've been wondering right? what on earth it means. And I've
we've
been asking
also
God
met
to send somebody.
The confrontation.
And we look around and we say, huh,
get
I wonder
off
when they're
my
coming.
Yard.
No. right?
No soliciting.
So I'm
we've
not
also
selling
met
anything.
The confrontation.
Giving you. Giving away things.
Get off my yard.
But we don't know what
no
we'll come
soliciting.
Across. And
I'm not
tell
selling
you what.
Anything.
99.9% of the time, 100% of the time, I come away.
But
we
come
don't
away
know what will come
a great
across.
Story.
And I'll tell you what,
with a great
99.9% of the
God,
time, 100% of the
great
time, I come away.
We come
or
away,
we come away
with
rejoicing
a great story
because God had has added
with
to
a great
the body
a great,
of Christ. Message from
one
God,
time, Pastor Donald,
a great encouragement,
and Avery and I.
Or we come away rejoicing
one
because
night,
God had
Wednesday
has added
after
to
church
the body of Christ.
Pastor Donald said, can we
one
go
time,
for a
Pastor
prayer
Donald
walk?
Said, yeah, let's
and
go.
And Avery and I. And he thought
went
we were going to just walk around
night,
the parking lot.
One Wednesday night after church.
He's like, I thought we'd just walk. Yeah. We walked
Pastor
downtown.
Pastor Donald said, can we go for a prayer
we
walk?
We just kept
said,
walking.
Yeah, let's
and
go.
It was so fun.
And he thought we
and
were going to just walk
attacked,
around the parking
like,
lot.
I've never been attacked
he's
before.
He's like, I thought we'd just walk. We walked downtown.
Just attacked.
We just kept walking.
Couldn't
it
believe
was so
it. So
aggressive, so
bold. And we got attacked like I've never been attacked before in evangelism.
A skunk.
We just... Just attacked.
We were walking down the street.
Couldn't
and
believe
Pastor
it.
Donald,
so
did you see
aggressive,
it first?
So
think
bold.
He saw it first.
He
you know
saw it
was?
First.
I've never seen him cross the move so quick.
We were
I
walking
mean, we
down the street.
And
Pastor Donald, did
you see
all
it
guys
first?
Think you saw
I've
it
never
first.
Seen him move so
he
quick.
Saw
he crossed
first.
The street.
I've never
touching
seen
the
him
ground.
Cross the move so quick.
It was
quick.
Like Roadrunner.
I mean, we
on
played
cartoons.
Basketball.
We've done all kinds of
gone.
Stuff. I've never gone. Seen him move
and
so quick.
Avery
he crossed the street without touching the ground.
Just like staring us down.
It was like Roadrunner on the cartoons.
But we felt
he was gone.
We took off down the street.
Gone. And then Avery and I are standing there. And there's
so. And what happened? Pastor Donald ran across the street. And there's this lady at her window laughing at him.
Saying,
what
are you
doing?
The street.
And they end up sitting there talking for like
it was
15
so,
minutes.
What happened?
The
guys
down ran across
right?
the street, and there's this lady at her
you
window
have no
laughing
idea what's
at going to
happen.
Saying, what are you doing?
No idea.
And they end
well,
up sitting there talking
why
for like 15 minutes
because
about the gospel.
God
right?
has called us.
you
and
have
he's
no
given
idea
us
what's
this amazing
happen.
Little task
no idea.
Of leading,
why we
leading each other, comforting each other, encouraging each other, and drawing each other into worship.
And he's given us this amazing little task
of leading
each other, comforting each other, encouraging each other,
who,
and drawing
Elijah,
each other into worship.
Elijah, who was the first one.
Elijah and Elisha were this way also.
If you read this story, he
Elijah,
seems like a grumpy old man.
Or Elijah.
If you
Elijah,
know who was the
or
first
he's kind of like walking along,
Elijah,
he's doing his miracles, and he finds Elisha.
If you read this story, he seems like a grumpy
Elisha,
old man.
Elisha.
Have you noticed that?
And he just, he kind of throws
like walking along,
he's
doing his miracles,
he said,
and he finds
and he
Elisha.
He just kind of keeps going.
Elisha.
And Elisha
comes to him and says,
and he
hey,
just,
I'm going to
follow
you.
He
kind of
throws his
says, don't
mantle
waste your time,
on him
he's
said, and he
he's
just
like,
kind of
give me a minute,
going.
I'm going to follow you.
And Elijah, okay. Elisha comes
him.
To him and says, hey,
and then
I'm
as things
you.
Go, he's just,
he says,
don't
waste
I'm
your
time,
servant.
Basically.
He's like, no, just give me a minute. As things go through the story,
he follows.
It's known that Elijah will be taken away.
And then as things go, he says, I'm your servant.
So he says to Elijah, he says, stay here.
As things go
through
the story,
he says, no, I'm going to follow you.
It's known that Elijah will be taken away.
And then they get to,
so he says to Elijah,
don't you know your master will be taken away today?
And he says, no, I'm going to follow you.
Elijah says, stay here. No, I'm coming with you.
And then they get to,
and again,
they get to the next point,
and
they say,
don't you know your master will be taken away today?
Stay here. No, I'm coming with you.
Be quiet.
And
Elijah
finally,
says, stay here. No,
Elijah says to
you.
Elisha,
and again,
if
the next
you
says,
see
don't
me
you know
go,
leaving, be quiet.
Then you
stay
will
stay here.
Have this
no,
blessing.
I'm coming with you.
He says, what do you want?
And
he
finally,
says, I want a double blessing.
Elijah says to Elisha,
if you see me go,
if you see me
you will
go,
have that blessing.
Then you will have this blessing.
That's a,
he says, what do you want?
This story
says,
is funny.
Blessing.
It's like
a,
he didn't really want him
if
around, but he did.
If you see me go,
it's interesting.
You will have that blessing
because it is. He's discipling him.
That's a. I mean.
This
so
story is funny.
What
it's
I love
like a, he didn't
is
really
that
want
Elisha,
him around, but he did.
The second one.
It's interesting.
Because
it is commitment
in the purpose
so
to be.
What I
with
love
him.
Is that Elisha.
You said, if I saw you go,
then I would
get
a double blessing.
In the
you better believe it. I'm going
to
see you go.
To be with him.
And how does he go?
You said, if I
a
saw you
of
go,
fire comes
then
out
I would get a double
heaven,
blessing.
With
you
what?
Better believe it. I'm going to see
horses
you go.
Horses of fire.
And how does he go?
Where do you see
a
that?
A chariot of fire comes out of
nowhere.
Heaven.
With what?
Nowhere.
Horses
right?
of fire.
Nowhere.
How do you right. know what you will see?
Where do you see that?
You don't know.
Nowhere.
You see, if you see me
nowhere.
Go, what does that mean?
Right?
How are you going to go?
Nowhere.
Where's the rod? What
how
is
do
it?
You know what you will see?
I have no idea to
you
any of
know.
These questions, but if you see
you
it,
see, if you
you'll
see
have
me
blessing.
Go, what does that
he
mean? How are you going to go? Where's the
way?
Rod? What is it?
He sees Elijah.
I have no idea to any of these questions.
Go
but if you
up
see
to
it,
heaven
in
a
chariot
blessing.
Of fire
he hangs
driven
with him
by horses
all the
away,
fire.
He
how
sees
crazy
Elijah.
Elijah.
C.S. Lewis couldn't come up with that.
Go up to heaven
Tolkien
in a chariot of fire driven by horses of
but
fire.
But it did. The Bible,
how crazy
God
is that?
Did. And what happened?
C.S. Lewis couldn't come
mantle,
up with that. Tolkien couldn't
the
come
cloak
up with that idea.
Falls and, on to
but it did. The
Elijah.
Bible. God did.
And he
and
has
what
two
happens,
times the miracles
the mantle,
in his life than Elijah had.
The cloak. Falls on to Elisha.
Jesus
has
walking
two
through
times
the
miracles
in
his
in
life
Mark
than
chapter
Elijah
one,
had.
Comes up to the
it
disciples
happens.
And they're there just working on their boats. And what does he say?
Jesus walking through the Gospels
follow me,
in Mark
and
chapter
I will make
one,
you fishers of men.
Comes up to the disciples and they're
how
there
long
just
of a conversation
working on their boats.
Was it?
And what does he say?
That was it.
Follow me,
I will make you fishers
and I will
of men.
Make you fishers
what does it
of
mean
men?
To fish men?
Right.
How long of a conversation
what
was
does that mean?
That was it.
Where are we going to stay?
Me,
what are
I
we going to eat?
I will make you fishers of men.
What does it mean to fish
do I need
men?
My passport?
What does
like,
that what, mean?
Like how many questions could
where
we
are we
come
gonna
up
stay?
With
what are we
going
to eat?
When Jesus says, follow me.
Do I need my passport?
We could come up with so many. How many
like,
of the disciples
what, like, how
come
many
up
questions
with?
Could we
apparently
come up with?
Apparently none.
When Jesus says, follow me.
It says
me.
That they got up and they followed him. That is remarkable.
We could come up with so many.
And
how
then,
many
then,
of the disciples come up with?
Mark chapter 2.
There's
apparently
Levi,
not
men,
the son
none.
Of Alphaeus. That's Matthew.
It says that they got
he's
up
the
and
tax
they followed
collector.
Him. That is remarkable.
And Jesus walks
and then,
by
then,
his station
Mark
in Mark chapter 2.
There's Levi,
follow
the
me.
Son of Alphaeus. That's
follow
Matthew.
Me.
He is the tax collector.
So the tax collector who is in
and
the
Jesus
employ of
walks
Rome,
by his station
doing
and what
quite
does
he well,
say?
Who is disliked by
follow
the Jewish
me.
People,
follow me.
Leaves all his safety,
so
the tax collector
profit,
who is in
all
the
his
employ of
Rome,
for what?
Who's doing quite well,
who
is disliked by the Jewish people. Leaves
because
all his safety, leaves all his profit,
leaves
all his future
what Christ
for
is
what?
Saying.
To follow
like
Christ.
Samuel saying, come
why?
With me to sacrifice.
Because there is a compelling
like
voice.
The idea
in
is
what
that
is
there
saying.
Is someone with authority.
Like Samuel saying, come with
someone
me to
with something to show you, and he is
like
calling you
the
into
the idea is
to follow
that
you.
There is someone
Samuel.
With authority.
Come to worship with me.
And there is someone with
I wouldn't
something
want
to,
miss out
to
on that.
Show you, and he is calling
like
you
like if you
into,
are in a practice,
you.
If you do something.
Samuel.
And there is someone available to you who is
I wouldn't
much
want to
better than
that.
You, but willing to show you how to do
like
it.
If you are in a practice,
isn't that
if you
an
do
opportunity?
Something, and there is someone available
is Jesus
to you who is
things?
Much better than you, but willing to show you how to do
Jesus
it.
Jesus is better at than everything.
Isn't that an opportunity?
Right? He is.
How much better
he
is
coming
Jesus
to each one of
us,
things.
And he's saying, follow me.
And we say,
Jesus
yeah,
is
but
better at
the game's
than everything.
On. Right?
Or I got, you know, I got my
and
tires
he is coming to
so
each
good.
One of us, and he's saying,
I got
to
do laundry. And we say,
you know,
yeah,
you're like getting older when your friends make that excuse.
Or I got, you know, I got my
You
want to
go do something?
So
no, I got to do laundry.
Or I got to do laundry.
Like, my goodness.
You know, I mean, you're like getting older.
I don't know when
your
you can start making that excuse. Maybe it's 30 plus.
You want to go do something? Like, no, I got to do laundry.
What?
Like, my goodness.
Right? Remember when you're young? It's like, hey, we're going to do something.
Yeah,
when
let's
you can
do
start
something.
Making
I got tons of responsibilities, but who cares? And you go and you do whatever you want. It's fantastic.
What?
And the next day comes and you just take care of
whatever
you want.
It's like, hey, we're going to do something. Yeah, let's do something. I got tons of responsibilities, but who cares?
Jesus comes and
you
do whatever you want. It's fantastic.
And we are so good at coming up with all kinds of excuses.
And what ends up happening
is that we're sitting
but
over
Jesus
here
comes and he says,
and we're
hey,
watching
follow
people
me.
With joy.
And we
are
watching
so
people
with freedom.
Up with
we
all
don't
kinds
know
of
why.
Excuses.
And we
what
could
ends
be saying,
up
how come I don't have
is that?
That
we're sitting over here and we're watching
well, it's
people with
joy.
Go we're watching
worship.
People with freedom. We don't
and I'm
know
not saying
why.
It's strictly
and we
church,
could
but
be
I'm
saying
it's
how
living
I don't
this
have
life
that.
Of faith. And church is a big part
well,
of it.
It's because you didn't go.
And when we come together and we hear
and I'm not
what
saying
God
it's strictly church,
church,
but I'm saying it's living this life
and we
of faith.
Hear each other,
and
we encourage each other, we build
it.
Each other,
and
then
when
there
we come together
and
we
hear
what
God
has
to growing by faith.
And then we find
and
ourselves
we hear
on
each
a mission,
other, we encourage
and
each
we
other,
find
we
ourselves
each
fulfilled.
Other. And then there is things
we say,
that
oh
are
my
happening
gosh,
in our lives, and we
have here.
We are growing by faith.
Like
and then we find ourselves on a mission,
or
and we find ourselves
of worship
fulfilled.
Is like, well, what's the
and
point?
We say, oh my gosh, I have a
I don't
purpose
have a purpose
here.
In it.
Like my
I just
like
go and I go through the motions and I watch everyone else
seemingly enjoy themselves.
Or this faith outside of worship is like, well, what's the point?
But when I am in
I don't have a purpose in
I
it.
I am in it. I have
I just
life
go and
in
I
my
go
worship.
Through the motions and I watch
and then
everyone
I find
else seemingly enjoy
and
themselves.
I find great purpose in that service.
But when I am in it
and it's
I
incredible
in it,
and
I have
find myself
life in my
fulfilling
worship.
The Great Commission.
And then I find service
and
I find
says,
great
go
purpose
and make
in that service.
Which is like the
it's incredible and I find myself fulfilling the Great Commission
that Jesus now calls
where
us
he
to
says,
go.
Go and make disciples.
Matthew 11,
which is like the end.
No,
of it.
Matthew 28:19.
Matthew 11.
That Jesus now calls us
one.
To go.
Come unto me.
Matthew
but,
11.
Matthew,
no, Matthew
28:19.
The Great
Matthew
Commission.
11 is my other.
Go into all the world and make
come
disciples.
Unto me.
But Matthew
make
28:19. The Great Commission.
How do I make a disciple?
Go into all the world and make disciples.
I go and I say, hey, come with me to sacrifice, like Samuel did.
Make disciples.
Come with me.
How do I make
come
a disciple?
Come with me to worship.
Or come with me
I
and we'll
go
and
I
have
say,
a hey, come
we'll
with me to sacrifice,
what God's doing
like
in
Samuel
our lives.
Did. Or come with
come
me and
with
we'll pray
me.
For 10 minutes.
Come with me to worship.
Get on the phone and
or
say, hey, what is
and
God
go have
speaking
a coffee
to you?
We'll
what
talk
God
about
saying?
What God's
what's
doing
happening?
In our lives.
Where is it?
Or come with me and we'll pray for
discipleship.
10
somebody called
get
me
on the
and
phone
they said, we're going to
have
hey,
a discipleship
what is God
group.
Speaking to you? What is God saying?
And we're
going to
go
happening?
Through a book together.
Where
and
is that okay? I said, that's not
discipleship.
Only okay,
somebody
thank
called
you.
Me
Hallelujah.
And said, we're
going to
have a discipleship group.
Find a group.
And we're
going like
to go
that.
Through a book together.
If you want
said,
a group,
is that okay?
Come to
me.
That's not only okay.
We can make it happen.
Hallelujah. That's amazing.
Come to me.
Come to
find
me,
a group
all you who
like that.
Are looking for discipleship.
If you want
groups.
A group, yeah, come
no.
to me.
Let's do it.
We
can,
have
we can
every
make it
third Tuesday, right?
The third Tuesday of every
come
month,
me,
we have a men's meeting
and
Pastor
for discipleship
be
groups.
There.
No.
Guys.
Let's do it. We have every
come
third
it,
Tuesday,
guys.
Right?
Yeah.
The third
guys.
Tuesday of every
come
month,
out.
We have a men's
it's
meeting
encouraging.
And Pastor Doug's house.
We're together.
Guys.
The chicken wings are plentiful.
Come to it, guys.
No, we have, but
yeah.
we have a
guys.
Good time. And that's
come
what
out.
I'm talking about.
It's encouraging.
Like, there is a connection that happens in
the
body of Christ.
Chicken wings are plentiful.
Right. No, we have, but we
I
have
know,
a good time.
I know things
and that's
are busy.
What I'm talking
I know
about.
Things,
like,
there, are
there
things
is
that
a connection
but,
that happens
but
in the
what
body
are you
of
pursuing?
Christ. What do you want?
I know.
What
I
you
know
want
things
could
are busy.
Be there.
I know things. There are things, but
the result could be what you are looking for.
What are you pursuing?
Come,
what
be
do you
a part
want?
Of it. Really, I encourage the guys.
What
come on,
you
let's
want
be together.
Could be there.
Let's be building each other.
The
iron
result
sharpens
could
iron,
be what
right?
you were looking for.
Iron sharpens
come,
iron.
Be a part
what's
of
that
really,
mean?
I
means
encourage
to,
the guys. Come
connect.
On, let's be together. Let's be building each other.
Iron
ladies,
sharpens iron, right?
Ladies, Phyllis has
iron
a Bible sharpens study
iron.
She'll be doing
what's
on Fridays.
That mean? It means they have to connect.
And then the Panera group.
The
ladies have time.
Ladies,
Phyllis has a Bible study she'll be doing on Fridays.
Mac and cheese.
And then
and
the,
salad.
The Panera group salad.
Right.
The Cobb
the ladies
salad
had
a Panera
time.
Group.
They're
together
good.
At Panera.
It's good.
Eating
right.
mac
the
and
salad
cheese.
Has bacon
right.
and salad.
Chicken and all that kind of good
salad.
Stuff.
The
that's
Cobb
like a real
salad.
Salad. Panera
bread. A couple pieces of lettuce.
It's good.
Yeah. Right. If the salad has bacon.
The taco salad, right?
And chicken, taco
and all
salad.
That kind of good stuff. That's like a real
like
salad. Right.
1,500 calories.
But you think it's healthy because it's called a salad.
Taco salad, right?
Taco salad.
Refried beans. It's like anyway. 1,500 calories.
Anyway, but you think it's healthy
because
it's called a
like
salad.
We have these times. And you know what? We've come through an interesting couple of years. I don't know if you've noticed.
Anyway.
We've come through an interesting couple of years and a lot of
together.
The stuff that
like
we have been
these
doing.
Times,
and you know what? We've come through
done
an interesting couple of years. I don't know
doing.
If you've noticed.
But we're doing
we've
it now.
We've come through an interesting
right?
couple of years,
it's
and
back.
A lot of the stuff
maybe
that we have
maybe some
been
things
doing
will be different.
That we have historically
maybe some
done.
Things will be new, but we're doing.
We haven't been doing.
The cantata is coming
but
up.
We're doing
be a part
it
now. Of the cantata.
Right? It's back.
Come be a part of
maybe
the
some things will be different.
Yourself.
Maybe some things will be new, but we're doing it
because
what is
what
coming up? Be a part of the cantata.
Yes, it's a ginormous
come
outreach
be a part
to the city of Marlboro and surrounding areas,
but also
being part of the cantata.
It is a place where we are fused together.
Yes, it's a ginormous outreach
in the city of Marlboro and
like
surrounding
this.
Areas.
Right.
But also,
no, but we're together
it is
for
a
whole
place
week.
Where we are like fused
and
together.
And we're sharing food,
because
we're sharing space. Father Donald and Rosie are sharing
like
their whole house with us.
No,
right,
but we're together
thing.
For a whole week.
No, we're sharing this
and we're
space,
sharing,
and we're
sharing
the time,
and
we're
sharing space.
And we're valuing each other's time.
Sharing their whole house
and we're serving together.
The whole thing.
It's beautiful.
And no, we're sharing the
circle
space
of faith,
and we're
we'll
sharing
coming
the
back.
Time, and we're valuing each other's time.
There's a bunch of things
we're
I
serving
to
together. It's beautiful.
In April 2nd,
Circle
Pastor
of Faith
Schaller
will start
be here.
Coming back.
A group from Federal Hill will be here. Some people from
there's
Baltimore,
a bunch of
the Bible
things
College
I wanted to
will be
mention.
Coming up. If the Bible
in
college,
April 2nd,
Bible
Pastor Schaller
is coming
will
up. Be
if
here.
You're curious about
a group
Bible
from
college,
Federal
come.
Hill will be here.
I
some people
I told
from Baltimore,
the guys,
the Bible College
Jesse
will be coming
Fires,
up.
I said, I'm going to have a
if
bunch of
Bible
kids around the Bible
College,
college guys, crews coming up. If you're curious
you
about Bible College, come.
Right?
And you I told
you can
the guys, Jesse Fires,
so
I said, I'm going to have a bunch
be
of kids
Saturday,
around
April
the Bible
2nd.
College guys.
We have
and just pepper you with
our
questions.
Conference,
missions conference in June.
You can answer them.
So that's going to be happening
Baltimore Convention.
We
if
have,
you if you would like to go,
our
go.
Conference missions conference
just say
in
I'm
June.
Going by faith I'm going this year
like all
every
the
year
the
Baltimore
seems like
convention
drop the price of
if
it.
You if you
the
would like to go,
go. The conference is very minimal
just say I'm going
right.
By
and
faith
then if you're
I'm going
really
this
quiet
year.
You can just hide
every
in the
year that seems like they drop
stay
the
there.
Price of it
the registration for the conference is very
eat
minimal.
At the booths at night
and
then
if you're really quiet
you can just hide in the chapel
they won't find you
there
you can stay there all week.
Right? Yeah, just
eat
in
the
booth
at
night and then
find a
closet
and then go into
the
mother's
in during the day.
No, but come.
They won't find
come
you.
To the
you stay there all
convention
week.
In Baltimore.
Right?
And
yeah,
see.
Bring a sleeping bag.
Like, this is a big
find a closet
scene,
to tuck
right?
in during the day.
Samuel
no,
is
come,
in Bethlehem
come
with the leadership
with
Jesse's
family.
And he anoints
and
David.
Like,
seemingly
this is
a little
scene, thing,
right?
Right?
What is Bethlehem?
Samuel
this
is,
town,
in Bethlehem
this
with the leadership
right?
with Jesse's family.
Town.
And he
but what comes
David.
Out of David.
Seemingly
what
a little
out of
thing,
David?
Right?
Christ.
What is Bethlehem? It's this little town.
Big things
come
basket,
out of coming
right?
into this
little
worship.
Town. But what comes
so
out
you
of
come
David.
To the conference here
what
and you are stirred by the missionary
Christ.
Stories and the messages
big
and the visions
come
out
come
of coming
into
and you'll see like a global
so you
coming together.
To the conference here and you are stirred by the missionary stories and the messages
and
the vision.
You'll see it.
Come to convention and you'll see like
ministry.
A global coming
my
together.
Church in Marlboro is
I
a
hope
part
this
of that
year will
ministry.
Be big with the international
I'm connected to these
travel.
People all over the world.
And you'll see it and you'll say, wow,
I am
part
of
that
ministry.
Purpose. I am part
my
of that
church
vision.
In Marlboro is a
and
part
I,
of that
I
ministry.
Love it.
I'm connected
I
to these people
and
all over
the
world
from around the world.
And I
and
am
will
part
stir
of
your
that
purpose.
I am part of that vision. And
so these
I
things
love
are healthy for
I
us
love
as a body.
You'll hear preaching
and like
around the world and it will stir your heart.
And after you have been encouraged, you turn around and you grab somebody and you bring them with you.
And like I said,
that's discipleship.
Then it's discipleship.
That's it, isn't it?
And
after you have been encouraged,
you
turn around and you grab somebody.
I don't do that. I
got to
do my laundry.
Your laundry will be
discipleship.
Right?
That's it, isn't it?
I actually tend to believe you're not
going
to do your laundry. I think you're probably just going to stare at your phone all night anyway.
I don't do that. I
got to
do my laundry.
Your laundry will be there.
So just let's go.
And
when
I
you go
actually
home,
tend
you
to believe
be
you're not
going to
do your laundry. I think you're probably just going to stare at your phone all night anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So just let's go.
This happens.
And then when you go back home, you
like
can
I
be
said,
stirred
in the
your
body
heart.
Of Christ.
Yeah.
But it also happens in my life individually when I make a decision.
This,
when I make
this
a decision, right?
Corporately, like I said,
how easy
in the body
is it to bring the phone out?
But it also happens in
like,
my life individually when I make a decision.
Time can go by.
When I make a decision
or whatever,
entertainment, it's
how easy is it to bring the phone out?
How about...
And just
I
like,
also
whoa.
Make a
it
commitment
can,
to going to the
go
Word
by.
Of God
or the TV
in
or whatever entertainment. It's good.
What will happen?
But how about
what will happen
I also
if I
make a commitment
just
to going
stay
to
on
the
my
Word
phone.
Of God
in that
or
way too.
Or on my TV.
What will happen?
Maybe nothing.
What will actually happen if
maybe
I
maybe nothing
if
bad,
I,
but probably
a,
not
just
anything
stay on
good.
My phone.
Maybe I'll learn something
or
about
on my TV
if I watch a documentary.
Maybe
that's
nothing.
That's exciting, actually.
But nothing
maybe
of
nothing
substance.
Bad, but right. Probably not anything
but
good.
But when I
maybe
open
I'll
my
learn
Bible
something about a duck-billed platypus
and I crack
if I watch
it
a documentary,
open,
that's exciting.
And Jesus is there
but
saying,
nothing of substance.
Come right. Into worship with me.
But
when I
open
my Bible
and it says,
behold,
and
I come
I crack
in the volume
open,
of the book.
And Jesus
and we meet
is
Christ
there saying,
in the Bible.
Come
what
into worship with me.
And we
open our Bibles
there.
And it says,
so,
behold, I come in the volume of the
this
book.
This is, I don't know,
and
just
we meet
an
Christ
encouragement
in the Bible,
to us.
Right? What could happen
come
there?
And sacrifice.
A lot could happen.
Or like
so,
Elijah and Elisha.
This is,
I don't know,
just an encouragement
stay here.
To
no.
Us.
Right? I'm coming with
come
you.
Come and sacrifice.
Okay.
Stay
or
here.
Like,
no, I'm coming with
Elijah and Elisha.
No, I'm coming with you.
And he
I
saw
him go up and
stay here.
Fire.
No,
and now he
I'm
is
coming with you.
Now he is carrying
okay.
On.
Stay here. No, I'm
his
coming
ministry.
With you. Stay here. No, I'm coming with
Jesus
you.
Says to the disciples,
and he saw
come,
him go up in a chariot
follow
of fire.
Me.
And now
I'll
he
make
is
fishers of men.
Now
they
he
go
is
from being
carrying
fishermen.
On his
how
ministry.
How many Judean
Jesus
fishermen
says to
do
the
you know
disciples
of,
come
other than the disciples?
Follow me.
I'll make you fishers of men. They go from being fishermen.
None.
I don't know of any.
How many?
Right?
How many Judean fishermen?
So you could easily
you know
stay in that number
disciples
that nobody knows about. Or you become
none.
These,
I don't know
these
any,
disciples.
Right?
So you could easily stay
who
in that
been,
number.
Their stories
that nobody
have
knows
revolved
about.
Around the world millions of times.
Or you become these disciples.
Why?
Because they came
who
to
have
worship.
Been, their stories have revolved around the world millions of times.
There's a verse in Acts chapter
why?
11. Because they came to worship.
Some people say that the most significant verse
and then
in the
they
New
grabbed
Testament.
Somebody and brought them to worship.
And it says that Barnabas went to
Acts
get Saul.
Chapter 11. In Acts chapter 11,
it's some people say
Barnabas
the most significant verse in the
Saul.
New Testament,
and it says
and
that Barnabas
Antioch
went to
and
get
there
Saul.
They taught they both
in Acts chapter
four men
11.
They taught the Bible for a year.
Barnabas went to Tarsus and got
what
Saul.
What if that didn't happen?
And brought him to Antioch.
Huh? Paul
and there
still
they
would
taught,
have been
they
smart.
Both, there was four men they taught
maybe
the Bible
he would have
for
been
year.
Zealous for the Lord still, but maybe he
what
would
if
have
that
been
didn't
on his
happen?
Own.
But instead, Barnabas,
huh?
the son of
Paul
encouragement,
would have been
that's
smart.
What his name is, right? The son of
maybe
encouragement.
He would have been zealous
he's
for the Lord
with the Holy
still,
Spirit
but maybe he would have been on his own.
He goes down, he
but
gets Saul, he
Barnabas,
says, hey, you're coming
the son
with
of encouragement.
He says, yeah,
that's
but I got to do my laundry.
Right?
No,
son
you
of
don't.
Encouragement.
Let's go. We're going to Antioch.
He's filled with the
he
Holy Spirit
him to Antioch,
faith.
And now
he goes
Paul,
down, he gets Saul, he says,
like,
hey,
sharpening
you're coming
his
with
teeth on teaching
he says,
the
yeah,
Word
but I
got to
do my laundry. No, you don't. Let's go.
We're going to Antioch. He brings him to Antioch.
Boom.
And now there's Paul.
Missions explode.
Like sharpening his teeth on teaching the Word of God.
That part of Eurasia.
And then from that.
Even into Europe.
Isn't that incredible?
Missions explode.
Like what step
across?
What step are you
that part
taking?
Of Eurasia
and
what
even
step
into
will
Europe?
You take that will make
that
an
incredible?
Impact on somebody else's life?
Like what step
does you do it by faith?
It, what
so
step
this is for
are
me
you
too,
taking?
Right, like I need this.
And what step
I need
will
this,
you
I
take
be
that
this
will make an impact on somebody else's
in
life?
Building people
as you
in
do
the
it
faith.
By faith.
So
this is for
let's
me
do
too.
It together. Amen.
Right? Like I need this.
Amen.
I need this.
Lord,
I want to be this way, encouraging
your
faithfulness
to us,
people in the faith.
Thank you for
so. Let's do it together. Amen.
Leading us into worship.
Amen.
And
Lord,
when we come, we see something unique. We see something extraordinary.
Thank you
Lord,
for
thank you.
Thank you. Help us.
Leading us into worship.
To respond to you.
And that when we come,
Lord,
we see something unique. We see something extraordinary.
That you would bump us a little
Lord,
bit.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Help us.
Give us the boldness
to respond
we
to
pray
you
that you would add
Lord,
somebody
us,
to each one of our lives.
Just
give
that
us
you
one
would
person
us a little bit
in these next few months that we can
give
bring
us the boldness
to the faith.
We pray that
bring
you would
to
add
church,
somebody
into each
discipleship,
one of our lives. Give us one
Lord,
person
bring into the mission
in these next
that
few
we
months
be drawing
that we can
people, Lord.
Bring
in your name
to the faith.
Amen.
Bring into the church. Bring